Māori in the far north are continuing to run checkpoints identifying tourists and other non-residents and directing them to stay out of the region. Volunteers dressed in protective gear with gloves and face masks are stopping cars, talking to drivers and giving out leaflets with directions for tourists and the numbers that people could ring for help. Hone Harawira is the leader of the Taitokoro Border Control. He joins us now. Morena.
Morena, Corin.
Okay, so what is exactly going on here? How many people are you turning away?
The numbers have really dropped, but I'm surprised at how many are still getting through. And we're finding out now that some are coming through because they can't find somewhere to stay in Auckland, so they're heading up north. Others because some tour operators are still inviting them to come up. Others are stranded up here, and I was just on the phone to Civil Defence in Whangarei to make sure that we have got places, safe places that they can be transferred to. We're just trying to move as many of them out of the area as possible. Yesterday was an example. We went across to help a crew set up across in Opononi, and they were only going for about an hour, and a couple of young tourists turned up that come all the way from the North Shore. And we're planning to go all the way up to 90 Mile Beach. I said, no, mate, you're not going. It might be best if you turn around. We have your number. We'll notify the police so that they can keep tabs on you, make sure you're safe as you leave the territory. But you need to turn around and head back. So it's still happening.
It's interesting you mentioned are you working with the police? Because, I mean, you don't technically have the authority to turn them around, but they are obviously doing that.
Yeah. Well, I actually had a number of our checkpoints where the police have been. Certainly on our first day when we had a number of police with us, they were very comfortable with us turning people around. They were really there to make sure we weren't, like, standing over them and threatening people, that kind of carry on. But that's not the game. The game is really to inform people.
Has anybody defied your request?
Not so much defied. We have had one tourist turn around, head south, and then later on, we saw them go straight past, but the police just said to us, we've got their number, and we just left it at that. So, yeah, we haven't yet come across any tourist who said, once we explained it to them, we haven't come across anybody who said, go to hell, we're going to carry on. Every one of them have been really understanding of why we're turning them around, because we made it clear that it's really just about protecting, in particular, our old people in the area and families up here, and also because we have limited health resources and screening resources, and we'd rather not see those being, not wasted, but used on people not from here. If it hits into our area, we want all of those resources available for our own people.
Sure. Hone Harawira, thank you very much for your time, leader of the Taitokoro Border Control.